the Wake Up Calls Pet Project in conjunction with Bark. And very pleased this morning to welcome to the studio Kayla and our studio audience. Nice round of applause for you, Kayla. How you doing? Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to be in studio for a change.
Yeah, it is. It is. Been dealing with you folks for a long time now, and nice to actually put a face to the name.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. It feels a bit more personal now.
Well, I want to start off with some breaking news. Cats are promiscuous.
Yes. Promiscuous is one way to put it. Yes, they are.
And it is the kitten season on the way.
Absolutely. Yep. So we are heading into our kitten season, which if people don't know what that is, it is more than half of the year, which is between spring and autumn, or it can go longer if it's warmer, in which cats just reproduce like crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's some scary figures with when you look at that over the long term. If you don't de-sex a queen, the female cat, if you go down the line of having an average of 4 kittens each time within about 5 or 7 years, 20,000 cats. Cool. It's prolific. It is enormous.
It is terrifying how good at reproducing they are. And as you said, they are prolific at it. Yeah. So it is, you know, a massive issue. And it is something we do try to, create awareness over, because everyone thinks, oh, we'll just get the females de-sexed. No. The males are contributing to the problem too.
Yes.
So de-sex your cats is what I'm here to talk about today.
Before we look at some of the plans and schemes you have in place, generally speaking, what is the de-sexing rate like for the average cat owner? Are they pretty good generally, or is there a lot of work to be done?
I think there's a lot of work to be done, absolutely. There's a lot of variable factors. People believe, oh, the cat doesn't go outside, so I don't need to de-sex it. But if you've got a cat that's in season, male or female, it'll find a way to get out, and then, oops, it's kind of too late. So I think there's absolutely a lot of work that can be done. I know a lot of people kind of put it off and then all of a sudden pregnant too late.
And it's only quite a short period between having one litter and being able to have another, is it not?
Absolutely, yeah. So a queen can actually get pregnant while she's still nursing her babies within a couple of weeks of queening. Yeah,
wow.
She can get pregnant again. And that cycle can continue the whole way through kitten season.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
And so homing a kitten's sort of quite straightforward, you think, but you just can't home them all, presumably.
Well, that's exactly it. You think, okay, we get 200 kittens in a season. Is that 200 homes in Bendigo that are looking for kittens? Like, every single year, is that 200 homes looking for kittens? So that's what you kind of have to think about. Absolutely, people out there wanting kittens, but how many versus what's coming in?
But I think the thing that springs to mind is people should get, but I've heard the saying, oh, let them have one litter, and which is a sort of like an old wives' tale. Oh, it's better for the cat to have a litter. No.
No, definitely not. Unfortunately, there are so many unwanted kittens in the world. I just can't rationally see how it's good for anyone to let them have one litter.
So what about cat curfews then, from an organisation like Bark's perspective? Are you in agreement with cat curfews?
Absolutely. So as Bark, you know, we are a representative of the City of Greater Bendigo, and that does enforce the cat curfew, which is from sundown to sunup, cats must be inside.
Yeah.
And that is actually, a Bendigo kind of law to follow that curfew. So it is absolutely something we enforce and need to make awareness of, because it's quite important.
You've got some programs running in terms of de-sexing. Tell us about those and what people can do.
Absolutely. So at the moment, there are two programs that we're actively involved with. One of them some people might have heard of, which is the National De-Sexing Network. So that in itself is its own program, which we are kind of plugging as much as possible. So basically, you can access all the information through the National De-Sexing Network for that. And it's just, there's a couple of clinics around Bendigo that work with them, and it just gets to a reduced rate of de-sexing.
Okay.
So I think the figures are, you've got to have a concession card, and I think it's $50 to $65 for a cat de-sexing, which is dramatically reduced.
Yeah.
So that could help people who maybe aren't in the best financial position and encourage them to de-sex.
But if your animal's de-sexed, you get cheaper registration with the council, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. So it is double the price if your animal is entire.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's another benefit.
And what about the other program then, the community cats?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is something the City of Greater Bendigo has bought brought in, which is called the Bendigo Community Cat Program. So basically we're targeting community cats, which might mean it's a cat within the community but nobody actually has specific ownership of, but maybe there's a neighbourhood that all come together and feed this cat. And so what we're trying to do is then de-sex that cat, you know.
Right.
It has the right to be a community cat and we don't want to deter that, but we just want to make sure that that community cat is de-sexed, it's vaccinated, it's microchipped, you know, that responsibility is taken care of. So if anybody is caring for community cat, we do encourage them to contact us just to see if we can help.
I had one of those that adopted me. We called him Simon because he was Simonese. my house, mi casa, your casa, you know, yeah, no problem. Oh, dear. Hey, Kayla, fantastic. If people want to get in touch with Bark, best way to do so?
Always contact us by phone. So that's 5441-2209. Or alternatively, they can email us about either of these de-sexing programs, which is barkreception@bendigo.vic.gov.au.
Right. And, of course, the website, which is bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au.
Yep.